Grain futures, we are lower across the board, double-digit losses in corn and soybeans. Working on that a little bit on wheat. The grain trade is lower as the Chinese information confirming the package. Of course, they're dragging their feet on it. That says they will be doing what the White House memorandum said over the weekend. You know, puts them at pause, but the bigger selling came as crude oil tumbles today, down $6.50 a barrel despite big draws on energy for oil supplies. The Strait of Hormuz is seeing three super tankers go through today to China destination and South Korean destination. That along with talk that, well, we're still working with the Iranians through Istanbul. We might have another meeting, but apparently that meeting might not be until after a holiday that ends around May 30th, not our holiday, Memorial Day, which is this coming weekend. We'll be closed markets on Monday of this coming Monday. But there are whatever religious holiday, I couldn't even say the name. I can't spell it, let alone pronounce it. Nonetheless, that ends on May 30th. I don't think President Trump is going to hang back that long, but the market's collapsing on hopes. But we do this all the time. We collapse on hopes, and then we explode later on optimism that energies are going to go higher again because there's no deal. And so it's back and forth, back and forth. We're seeing on this crude oil. Crude oil throwing downward pressure on the grains on that biofuel factor for corn and soybeans. Wheat did have its own little run higher this morning, but it even gave up there too because it's seasonally that time of year where we get these grain highs in early May. We just flounder as we go into end of May, into June, as weather forecasts become optimistic for grain production. Domestically, that is. I wouldn't say that for South America. That's the Safrinha corn crop. It's somewhat hurting at the moment. The wheat trade today has Kansas City wheat. July contract down 8 3/4, 695. We're down 10 in Chicago, 657 1/4 on the July contract. Minneapolis July off 3 cents, 693 1/2, with September down 2 3/4 at 715 1/4. In the corn market, giving up 11 1/4 cents on the July contract, 464. December off 10 1/2, 487 1/2. We were just $5.75 yesterday morning. On the beans, July down 12 1/2 cents, 11.96 3/4. November off 11 3/4 cents at 11.91 1/4. Now, over in the cattle futures, volatile. Feeder cattle opening about 25 cents higher, plummeting around $5.25 through most of the morning, back and forth. Now we're making new highs in the day. Just hit up $2 on the feeder cattle, showing a $1.65 gain. So maybe we're working on another one of those $9 trading ranges we get so used to in feeder cattle and this volatility. Live cattle, though, they are still lower, been down as much as $4 plus here earlier in the session, cutting those losses in half. Box beef is mixed. Choice down $1.54, select up $1.28. Feeder index up 299 at 372.51. So taking a look at the board at the moment, and notice how I say that. June cattle down $1.25, 253.30. August off $2.07, 245.17. October cattle giving up 290 at 236.40. So they've been down almost $5 at one time on October cattle. Now in the feeders. The May contract, not surprisingly, at 370.55. Now it's below the cash index, which came out at 372.51. That's currently on May feeders, 370.55. August feeders, that's the fun one. We're $6.50 off the low made just a little over an hour ago. We're up $1.52, 365.17. The September contract gaining 92 cents, 361.92. October higher by 70 cents, 358.35. Hog futures still softer on the day as always. June down 65 cents, 97.27. July hogs off 40 cents, 101.75. Even October hogs down a dollar at 88.40. Metals, well, they're partying a little bit, but up $27 an ounce on June gold, $4,538. July silver's up $1.15, $76.31. The Bitcoin May contract up $800, $77,635. And in crude oil, July contract down $6.75, $97.40. Big draw on inventory and the strategic reserve on the Department of Energy numbers this morning, but it don't matter. Hey, everything's going to be all fine real soon. That is until probably the bombs fly again this weekend. But we are at 97.41. August contract down $5.78, 93.35. In the July gasoline contract, down 19.5 cents a gallon, $3.37¾. Diesel fuel off 24 cents a gallon, $3.81¾. Any questions? Please come to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone number is there to contact us or to talk about livestock risk protection insurance, maybe upcoming hail crop insurance. We can help you with a plan. Also, get a look at that newsletter for free. 30 days. Take a look at it. From heartlandinvest.com, thanks for listening and have a profitable day.